Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Little before 3 p.m. in the Southland, a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. Don't forget, it is a Lakers game day Tuesday.
The great Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Really? More importantly, it is
Mason,
a Lakers.
Mason, you don't know Fleetwood Mac?
Come on, man.
It's the 70s are calling. They want their music back.
Settle down. It's a tradition on Tuesdays for John and I. Lakers game day Tuesday, thanks to Mikko of Ultra. Coverage begins tonight on your home of Lakers playoff basketball. 7:10 ESPN, 5:30 p.m. Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off. That's pregame. 7 p.m. John Ireland and the great Michael Thompson have your play-by-play, and you'll hear the entire series. We're going to be reacting tomorrow. When you think Lakers, homeboy, or homegirl, you think 7:10 ESPN. By the way, also, Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka will be joining the show tomorrow, specifically around 1:45, hopefully,
awesome,
because he wants to play Wheel of Questions.
No, is that really what he wants to do?
We're really going to have him do Wheel of Questions.
Oh, boy, we got to think of a good Wheel of Questions. No death, John. John,
I'll come up with a good one.
Yeah, not serious.
Yeah, not serious. Fun. Silly. By the way, I just got this text. Think of an animal you can easily impersonate. It's for What's Up, Fool. I didn't get that.
Till right now?
Until right now.
Oh, you got to change
And by the way, I sent you elephant sounds, and the elephant sounds...
I haven't gotten it.
Yeah, I texted it. It sounds exactly like my elephant.
Hey, Jorge, hit the breaking news thing.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Jimmy Butler, who's been the best player in the playoffs, has been ruled out for tonight's Game 2 against the Knicks with a sprained ankle.
All right, and all of our breaking news is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now. Oh, he's of a divided mind right now. The great Michael Thompson's here. MT, what's going on, man?
Well, you know, I'm just up here waiting to head down to the bus to head over to the arena. Mace, all excited for this this glamour series. This is, like I said, the other series are like all the runner-ups in Miss Universe. This is the Miss Universe series.
So, Michael, they played four times during the regular season, but a lot of those games didn't feature either LeBron or Steph. And one of them, the Lakers won three of the four. But the one the Warriors won was on opening night, ring night, when the Lakers were a different team. Can we just throw those four games out, or do they mean anything?
Mean absolutely nothing, because this is a totally different team. And the Warriors will see tonight against the Lakers. And lately, the Warriors have come back and started playing up to their championship level. So both teams have vastly improved over the last couple of months.
So this is somewhat sarcastic question. But how? Because you know he's going to do something. How do you stop or contain Steph Curry?
You can't. You just got to hope he's off. You know, he can create his own shot off the dribble. He can drive and finish over the top like Kyrie Irving does. And he's got those step back three. So you just, guys like Schroeder and Austin Reeves, whoever guards him, D'Angelo Russell, just have to hope that he's off. There's nothing to do with Steph Curry. When he's on, he shoots from 35 feet, step backs. He can go around you. So he's basically unguardable, and you just got to hope that his shot is off.
All right, so, Michael, the question I've been getting the most over the last 24 hours is, how am I feeling, but how are you feeling?
Yeah.
On one hand, for people who've been living under a rock, Michael's middle son, Clay, is a six-time All-Star headed to the Hall of Fame from the Warriors. On the other hand, Michael bleeds purple and gold. So now, Michael, you can't really lose. Either Clay's advancing or the Lakers are advancing. Or do you look at it like you can't really win because one of them's disappointed? Where's your head at?
I look at it like this, because obviously I'm a big fan of both teams.
Yep.
I look at it like this, boys. This gives me double the opportunity to get my 10th championship ring. How about that? So if one loses, my hopes are still alive.
That's a good way to look at it.
Now, when you're sitting there doing analyst work, there's no way you're not rooting one side or the other. It's like impossible, isn't it?
Oh, I want Clay to play well, of course. I don't want Clay to go out there and stink it up. I want him to play well and compete at the highest level, compete where that would make his idol Kobe Bryant proud. So, yeah, I want Clay to have a great game.
Do you think – who guards Clay? D'Angelo Russell probably to start and Vanderbilt guards Steph? Or do you think something different is going on?
Vanderbilt will be on Wiggins and Reeves will be on Clay. So Clay's going to have his hands full because he's got a very good defender.
And then D'Lo takes Steph?
Yeah. And, you know, they'll try to blitz Steph when he comes off screen. So, and there's a lot of switching going on, too. But, yeah, he'll be his primary defender to start off on Steph, him and Schroeder.
And on the other side, Kevon Looney, Draymond Green versus AD, how do you think that matchup looks?
That's going to be a tough matchup. Draymond and LeBron, of course, know each other very well.
Yeah, that's right.
The key is Anthony Davis. Kevon Looney is rebounding like Dennis Rodman, but he is going up against a totally different animal in Anthony Davis compared to Domantas Sabonis. Anthony Davis is playing like Bill Russell in the middle on defense, and he basically can score over the top of Kevon Looney very easily. So Anthony Davis is going to be the difference in this series.
So I find this interesting, Michael. I hope you don't mind me sharing it, but your wife Julie is up here, and we're staying in a very nice hotel. And so when you called Julie to say, hey, Julie, why don't you come over to the hotel, what did she say?
She'd rather be with her boys.
So yeah, there is no divided loyalty with Julie, right? She's rooting for Clay.
No. Oh, of course, of course. Like any mother out there listening to us would, like Lisa would, if Jack was doing something versus you, who do you think she's going to pull for?
Yeah, good point. Very good point.
Michael, have you talked to Clay? Will you talk to Clay before the series or the game?
You know, it's funny. I was over there last night for dinner. And obviously, we were watching the other playoff games, and we were watching Philadelphia, Boston, and then, of course, Phoenix and Denver. And Clay and I didn't even talk about today's game or this series. I need to talk. He's a four-time champion, future Hall of Famer. He doesn't need nothing from me, advice. So I stay away from talking basketball with him, unless he brings it up. I never bring it up. So we were talking about other things going on with Roman, his nephew, or in the Bahamas, or watching the other playoff series. So we were mostly talking about the NBA, not about this series.
Okay, Michael, so you've been around both front offices and both coaches. Let's start with the Lakers. If you're Darvin Ham, what's the most important thing you want your players to remember when they take the court tonight?
Well, don't give up any open threes. You got to contest the three-point line. You got to be quick on defense. The defense we saw against the Memphis Grizzlies in Game 6, that's the kind of pressure defense they need to start the series with and play throughout the series with. If they play defense like that, they're going to make it very difficult for the Warriors.
All right, and if you're Steve Kerr, what's he saying to the Warriors about the Lakers?
Do not turn the ball over, because if you turn it over, LeBron James is in the open court, and that's a freight train going against Volkswagen cars. So you don't want to turn the ball over and let the Lakers go into the open court. So the Warriors are very careless with the ball, so they must keep their turnovers down.
So the key for the series for the Lakers is Anthony Davis, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't see how Kevon Looney's been playing out of his mind, but there's no way. I don't think he could really guard AD one-on-one. And then AD defensively has just been a wall, a stopper in the paint. And if he keeps that up, boy, it's going to be hard to beat the Lakers.
Well, listen, Michael, I know you're nervous. I know you're back and forth here.
Wait, Michael, are you nervous or are you like me? I'm super excited.
But you don't have a kid on the other team.
I know. So I'm curious, Michael, are you more nervous or more excited?
50-50. Excited to see this series unfold starting tonight. Of course, very nervous. I just want Clay to have a good series. So however it turns out, I want him to play great.
All right. Hey, Michael, good luck. We will be listening tonight starting at 7 o'clock, you and John Ireland. And I think the game's not till Saturday, so we won't see you until Monday of next week, right?
Right.
That's right, Monday.
Hey, Michael, you want to do Game of Games on Monday?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Pepe said he might come in studio for it.
Oh,
beautiful.
Nice. Okay, good.
Love it.
All right, MT, good luck, man.
All right, boys, thanks.
All right, see you, Mike.
All right, by the way, I forgot to mention on the way out of What's Up, Fool, Dos Hombres Mezcal gives you the more, just the right more, for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more.
Good
night for a Dos Hombres.
I just got a text from somebody that wants to go out for drinks after the game. If the Lakers win, I will break out the Dos Hombres and buy for the whole. I'll be so excited. Find me tonight if you're in San Francisco. I'll buy you a drink if the Lakers win this game.
Just anybody.
You'll
buy anybody a drink.
If they find me, yeah.
If they find you. Will you be in the public tonight?
If they win, yeah.
Between what street and what street?
If they lose, I may sulk.
You know what I discovered over the weekend?
So, what's that?
Alcohol has a lot of calories in it.
Oh,
beer.
What are you back above 200?
I'm at 199.
Uh-oh.
199.
For now.
A little too many old fashions.
By the way, you guys know that Bryce Harper's going to play in this Dodgers game tonight?
Yeah, that's amazing. Given, what is it, 100?
Yeah, Tommy John.
159 days in between.
Yeah.
That's got to be
now,
like,
he's only going to DH.
Record.
He's
yeah, but that's
got to
be
field.
The quickest comeback from Tommy John surgery in sports history.
Yeah, I wonder what
ever.
Shohei Ohtani had the exact same
that's
thing.
That's less than half a year, Greg.
Yeah, no, it's insane. It's the fastest ever. And this is from a guy who actually is kind of injury prone. So I don't really understand why they're pushing him to come back so fast.
Well, but hitting, I watched, what's her name, on ESPN, you know.
What's her name?
Stefania Bell.
Okay.
I saw her on ESPN today talking about the fact that you're hitting, there's no way he's going to throw for a while, but he is going to be able to hit. So he will DH, and the injury, apparently it's, I don't know, she said UCL and all that stuff.
Well, UCL is the what you get.
That's what he had fixed.
Yeah. Yeah. In a Tommy John.
I'm no doctor. By the way, the elephant sound I made, exactly like elephant sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounded like me, like a sick elephant. One that's dying.
Hora, I sent you actual elephant sounds.
I'll pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up. I sound exactly like an elephant in those sounds.
I feel sad for that elephant.
No, it's for real. It's for real.
On his last dying
legs.
And
by the way, you could give me a heads up that I'm going to have to make an animal sound, and then, you know,
he tried.
He
was at the mercy of slow texting.
A cat was taken. A giraffe was taken.
I mean, you
could have been a monkey was taken.
Could have been a dog.
I could have been dog.
You could have been a
roars. Could have been a lion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Could have been like a moose.
Ireland, while we're pulling up elephant sounds, tell me this Rainn Wilson story. Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on The Office, was sitting on a plane next to a guy.
Okay, so he's sitting next to a guy on a plane, and the guy is binge watching The Office, but he's completely oblivious to the fact that he's sitting next to Rainn Wilson. He went on the Today Show and explained this.
A video that you posted of a guy sitting next to you. This happened on a plane watching The Office. He had no clue you were there. Has anything like this happened before?
You know, honestly, it was pretty great. 5.5 hours next to a guy watching The Office nonstop. And then finally, as we're landing, I nudge him. I'm like, hey, I heard that's a pretty good show, huh?
Stop.
And I take off my COVID mask very delicately, and then all of a sudden, his head explodes.
What did he say?
Oh,
To be fair, I'd probably do the same thing. Love The Office. It's so great.
All right, so has anything like that ever happened to you?
The one that comes to mind is I was in the back of an Uber, and I, you know, sometimes you want to control the radio. They say, what do you want to hear? So I said, can you put on 710? And he put on 710. And then he said, I hate that station.
So
screw you, Uber guy.
Something similar happened to me. When I moved into my house where I'm living now in Manhattan Beach, my next door neighbor, I'd never met her before. And I walked out front and she said, so what do you do? And I said, I'm a sportscaster. She goes, really? What would I have seen you of anything? I said, well, only if you watch Channel 2 or Channel 9. And she goes, that's all I watch. I said, did you watch last night? She goes, yes. I go, did you see that guy doing the live shot from the Laker game? She said, yes. I said, that was me. She goes, no, it wasn't.
Really?
And I go, it was. I'm not pulling your leg. That was me. She goes, no, that was somebody else. I go, okay. And I went back inside.
Wow.
And then later she figured it out. And she goes, I was absolutely convinced it wasn't you. Yeah, I wasn't lying to you. Hey, Jorge, hit the breaking news thing.
Oh, and more breaking news.
Yeah, this is good. We have received a text, Mace, you and I.
Yes.
Only 70 calories in an ounce of Dos Hombres. Mix with soda and sip that all night. Thanks for the support. Go Lakers, Brian Cranston.
There you go.
Brian's listening.
Only 70
calories.
He's rooting
for the Lakers, and I'm sipping Dos Hombres all night if the Lakers win.
Very nice. Bergman, you had a story related to that?
Yes. So I've been living in my apartment complex for probably about 5 years now, and I walk by and I say hi to basically everybody, and there's this one guy that I always stop by. His name is James, and we would stop and just like chit-chat a little bit.
Yeah.
And then finally, after a couple of years of just chit-chatting, he goes, oh, so what do you do? Where are you coming back from? I like your ESPN LA hat or whatever I was wearing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I work there. And he goes, oh, you do? Where do you? What's your name? I was like, Greg Bergman. And he goes, corporate Greg? No way. So for years, I've been living with this guy in the same complex.
Yeah.
And he loves the station. He loves the show. But he had no idea it was me.
I had totally forgotten this one. My friend Ben Fleet. So there's this guy named Ben Fleet who was a very big Mason and Ireland listener for years and years. Moved to Venice, happened to move to the unit next to mine. You remember my old building, John, condo building. And he was right next door. And
yeah, that building was practically in the ocean.
Yeah.
But you lived in a refrigerator box.
Correct. And he apparently at one point joked that, hey, we're moving to Venice. Maybe I'll meet Steve Mason. And my apartment, my condo, flooded into his.
Oh, no.
And that's how he met Steve Mason.
Oh, no.
My condo flooded into Ben Fleet, huge Red Sox fan, huge Patriots fan. I always try to jinx him on all that Boston stuff. I'm sure he's rooting for the Celtics right now, but Ben Fleet, really good guy. All right, coming up next, do we have evidence that my elephant sound is a lot like a real elephant?
Yeah. We have evidence of something.
Yeah, we have evidence. It's coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Boston.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Wait, I know this.
Well, you should.
It is Paul Young.
Are you out of your mind? No, really. You don't know this song?
Mason, you don't know this is Chicago?
Saturday at the Park?
No, now I know. I knew the song.
How do you not know Chicago?
I knew the song.
I wouldn't even say this is yacht rock, John, right? This is just a classic.
Yeah,
but it's a little before Mason's time.
It is before my time.
You're gutless.
Yeah.
Little, hey, go ahead.
It is
go
a final.
All right, I got an update from the great Judy Cito. Judy was in charge of the Lakers medical team for the past several years, listens to the show all the time. She says, hey, John, Bryce Harper throws right and bats left. That's why he can DH but is now not cleared to throw in a game
okay.
yet. So that's why he recovered so quickly from Tommy John surgery. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you. Now, there is evidence that my this was sprung on me completely out of the blue. Could you do an animal noise?
And it was sprung on all of us completely out of the blue.
So my animal noise was an elephant, and here's what that sounded like. Okay.
Dying cat.
Yeah, now, sounds like a sick elephant or my dog sleeping.
We have the sound of a real elephant.
Okay.
Is it really that bad?
Now play Mason's again. See, the real elephant is very booming and resonant. Your elephant is sick.
I don't think it's as far away as you guys thought it was.
I think your elephant has no bass.
Admit it. It wasn't as far away as you thought it was.
I will not admit it. Your elephant sounds like a sick dog. See, that's loud.
Well, I mean,
here's what I will do.
Yeah.
Now that you've heard an actual elephant, I'll give you another shot. You ready?
Okay.
It's still too low.
You should put more bass in.
I know. It's too low.
It's a hard animal. It's the hardest.
Yeah, you did pick one of the hardest ones to do.
Yeah, that was tough. That was the first one that came to mind. Much
good effort, though. Good job. Good effort.
Good job. Good effort.
Good effort. So tonight, aside from the silliness.
that's what you said. Yeah,
you weren't as bad. You weren't as bad as Andy.
No,
I'll give you that.
That was the worst. That was the worst. Yeah. Who's the goat tonight?
I'm going Anthony Davis.
I think it's a very strong call.
Because if he doesn't, then we're in deep grease.
Yep.
But he's got to come up big. I think he will.
Okay, Bergman.
4 days off, I'm going LeBron James.
Oh, I love that.
He's going to have a huge game.
Okay, Jorge.
Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves.
I love that. Love Reeves. Austin to go off tonight.
Okay.
That'd be good.
I'm going to make a bold prediction. We will call tonight's game the Austin Reeves game. I've said one game in this series, I think Austin Reeves is going to be the talk, the guy, the focal point of the game.
From your
and
lips
I think
to
it's
God's
tonight.
Ears. Let's go.
Do you get nervous?
No, I'm excited. I can't wait. I wish the game started like at the top of the hour. I'm sad I have to wait 3 hours after we get off the air.
Greg B. on the YouTube chat says, I was doing a Siamese elephant.
You don't even know what a Siamese elephant is.
Yeah, there are Asian elephants and there are African elephants. Did you know that?
So the Siamese elephant is obviously an Asian elephant.
Correct. It was the Asian elephant. Exactly. Exactly. So there was some misperception there. It was really.
I think you need to take the L here. Your elephant sounded like
you were sick. I'm never taking an L. I don't have that in me. All right, so John, you
except when it comes to Game of Games,
you love money.
You're the Clippers.
More than anything.
Okay, so and I've always said money is not the most important thing, and I still believe that.
Said like someone who has a lot of money.
So money is not the most important thing. It's not what makes my life great. I love what I do. I love who I'm with. I love my friends, all that stuff. But, and I like to believe that people marry for love and that's the reason why they get married.
Go ahead. I'm dancing right now in my chair.
There is evidence from the show Succession that I am wrong.
Now, I have not seen Sunday's episode yet, but I'm guessing this has to do with Tom and Shiv.
Correct. So this is a conversation.
Okay, I have a question for you before you explain this.
Okay.
What does it say about me that I find Shiv extremely attractive on that show? She's a horrible person.
You want someone that doesn't love you?
She's the worst, right?
She's the worst.
She is.
Why do I find her attractive?
She is the worst.
Is it only because she has all that money?
No, because you find bad women attractive. You like all the housewives.
I like train wrecks, but Shiv's not a train wreck. She's just mean.
Yeah, I think maybe have you ever... She would own you, too.
I know. What is my deal? I don't get it. I'm attracted to... Would you put Shiv in the train wreck category? Sort of, maybe.
I mean,
that must be it.
The constantly losing category.
So do you think Tom and Shiv are together because of love?
Hell no.
Okay.
Tom married for money.
Here is what Tom, and I'm this tiny bit of the show is going to be spoiled for you, this
That's
brief
okay.
conversation.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Tom said this to Shiv. I really, really, really love my career and my money, and you know, the suits and my watches. I like nice things. I do. And if you think that's shallow, why don't you throw out all your stuff for love? Throw out all your necklaces and your jewels for a date at a 3-star Italian. Yeah? Come and live with me in a trailer park. Are you coming?
No, of course not.
That is so cold.
And this is what I have been trying to explain to you for years. That women are, I won't say driven by money, but they want ambition.
Right, if but Tom, that doesn't necessarily mean money.
But wait a minute. If Tom's in a trailer park, Shiv is out. Don't you agree?
Yes.
So.
But let's face it. Tom has no real talents.
Correct.
He's just glomming on to Waystar Royko.
He's a good-looking guy who married into the family.
Yeah.
I find it strange, and I may be getting ahead of myself here because I haven't seen Sunday's show, but I find it strange that Tom even thinks he's going to survive this unless he gets back with Shiv. If he doesn't get back with Shiv, he's out, right?
Well, you'll have to watch the episode.
Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah, you'll have to watch the episode.
We'll be able to talk openly about it tomorrow.
And I still believe, I mean, where I come from, John, it is about love. My people back in Toledo, it is about love. You marry your high school sweetheart, you marry your college sweetheart. I have friends that married their college sweethearts. They got lavaliered and engaged and all that stuff that fraternity guys do.
Pinned,
exactly. And they married their college sweetheart. I have friends like that. They didn't marry for money. Now, this is L.A., so I guess it's a different scenario. Is it just people are more shallow here?
Of course. Why do you think all the guys take their quote-unquote niece to the Laker games?
Jorge, did you marry for money? I guess that's a trick question.
Yeah, it is a trick question.
Yeah. Bergman, did you marry for money?
No, they did.
They did?
When did you have money?
I did. That's the problem. I didn't, but I paid for everything, so therefore.
Right. She just assumed you had
money. Yes, assumed.
Kelvin Washington, our buddy from Spectrum, has weighed in. Kelvin says, the reason I'm into Shiv is she's just attractive, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. I think she's very attractive.
So well, personality means nothing.
Oh, no.
I think all I said was
she's attractive.
No.
I think why I'm drawn to her
right.
is she's a billionaire.
You think it's only the money?
Well, no. She's a billionaire who's good looking.
But in life, would you be attracted to Sarah Snook or are you only attracted to the character?
I think I'm only attracted to the character.
Yeah. Yeah, you like malicious, evil people.
That have a lot of money.
That have a lot of money.
Yes.
And you would be Tom. You actually...
Oh, that's right.
You would be Tom.
And would jump at it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's your... Although I also think you're... I think there's some Connor in you.
No, but I'm not...
Some Connor and some Tom.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Connor. I have no... illusions about where my place in the world. Like, I would never run for president because I know I couldn't win.
He's above 1%.
No, he's at 1%.
At 1%. Yeah.
And doesn't Greg say at one point, is there anything lower? And he goes, yes, half of 1%.
Half of 1%, exactly.
Yeah, Connor is delusional. I would just be...
You're Tom.
Yeah, I'm Tom. That's true.
And I'm Roman.
Yes. With the foul mouth.
With the foul mouth, exactly. All right, coming up, we're getting ready for game one. It is coming up for you. 7 o'clock, you'll hear the game here. 5:30 is pregame. We've got Shadano and Cappy coming up in Game of Games. Ireland, and you send us a little note every day. You suggested that a particular person should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I could not disagree more.
Oh, good. Let's get into that.
We got that coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Sweeten your business purchases with American Express Blue Business Cash. The card that makes everyday expenses extra rewarding. You'll earn 2% cash back on your first $50,000 in purchases per year, and then 1% after that, so you can treat your bottom line and give your business a helpful boost. Swipe after swipe. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/bluebusinesscash. Amex Blue Business Cash. Built for business by American Express.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
I've been Veggie Tuesday on Mason in Ireland.
Now, wait a minute. You make my dreams come true. The great Gino Minnelli.
Hall & Oates. Anyway, coming up in 20 minutes, Super Crosstalk with Shinano and Cappy.
Yes.
And don't forget, it is a Lakers game day Tuesday. Thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra. Coverage begins tonight on your Lakers playoff station, 5:30 p.m. Sliwa hosts Playoff Slee.
Yeah.
Playoff Slee.
Pre with Slee.
Toyota Lakers capped at a tip-off. Then John Ireland and Michael Thompson, MT, have your play-by-play from the Bay Area at 7 p.m. Game 1, Lakers-Warriors, the Western Conference Semis.
Now, are you nervous about the game?
No.
You're not?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm not nervous at all.
It's game one.
If they lose, then they'll win game two.
Oh, so you're that confident.
I'm a hope and fear kind of guy.
You are a hope and fear guy. That is your game.
Yeah.
Who would Morales be on Succession?
Oh, I'm Logan. Come on.
He would be, who's David Raich? What's that character?
Oh, the CFO guy. Yeah.
I'm fine with that too. You'd be Carl.
Yeah. Oh, Carl has a great episode. You're going to love Carl kills it on this week's episode. Yeah.
Are you talking about the one that just aired?
Yeah, the one that just
aired. Oh, yeah, yeah. Carl was great.
Carl was great. Yeah, Ireland hasn't watched it yet, so we're trying
to. I'm going to watch it tonight, though.
We're not going to spoil it.
All right, Mason in Ireland continues right now.
All right.
Hey, Morales, are you still there?
I am.
All right, so weigh in on this, because Mason and I are going to argue about whether or not a guy should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And since I'm the one arguing he should be in, I'll go first.
Okay.
I think there are many, many people that are in any sports Hall of Fame as contributors. For example, Steve Sable, who created NFL Films, is in the Hall of Fame as a contributor. Kurt Gowdy is in there as a broadcaster.
Right.
John Madden's in there as a broadcaster. I would argue that no one has done more to advance the draft as a must-see event, and it gets monster ratings every year, than Mel Kiper Jr., and I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. Mace, you disagree. Why?
And are you done making faces that you're live on YouTube for, by the way?
Was I live? Oh, yeah, I'm live on YouTube.
Well, your face was contorting in four different directions.
Okay, so I talked about the draft yesterday, John, when you weren't here.
Okay.
So I put Mel into the same category as Todd McShay and everybody from CBS, and everybody's got one of these guys, right?
Right. But Mel's been doing it for 40 years.
I want to see the scoreboard. It is terrible. They are throwing spaghetti against the wall every single year. They say at number 10, they're going to take... They don't take that guy at number 10. I guarantee you they probably got three right in the entire first round.
I would argue
none of these guys should be in the Hall of Fame.
So what, you're arguing that because they're inaccurate,
they
shouldn't be in.
Correct.
I would argue that it has nothing to do with accuracy and everything to do with where what the draft has become, which is a three-day extravaganza broadcast on three different networks. You know, it was on ABC, ESPN.
Yeah, 55 million people, correct.
Right.
For a draft, Mace.
For a draft.
Yeah,
I mean, Mel is the guy that did that.
Of course he did.
No, he didn't.
Mel's the only guy that talks about it year-round.
Spaghetti against the wall. All of them. I'm releasing my mock draft. Your mock draft. What? Who reads a mock draft?
We didn't think about the term mock draft before Mel Kiper.
Correct, but mock drafts aren't right.
Like, Mel has created
them if they're wrong?
Yeah, it doesn't matter that he's right or wrong. It's what he's created. Everybody pays attention to it. And it'd be the same as giving an award to somebody who created the Oscars. It doesn't matter if the right movie wins. You created the Oscars. Mel Kiper created the draft.
Now, if you want to make a case that somebody like Adam Schefter should be in the Hall of Fame, I would say, sure. Adam Schefter is a reporter, and he's right all the time. Mel Kiper is
a host who gets it wrong all the time.
All right, Morales, you've heard both arguments. What do you think?
Well, because I'm a bit guy and a personality guy, I agree with John. Mel Kiper was the first. Schefter wasn't the first to do what he does. Jay Glazer was the first guy who broke news. You could go back to Pete Axel.
Oh, sure.
No, a lot of these reporters, I have no idea which reporters get in, but reporters do get into the Hall of
Fame. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about like the breaking news aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
would put Chris Mortensen in before I'd put Schefter.
Mortensen, absolutely. Chris Mortensen is an original newsbreaker. Sure. I agree. I think the draft is hilarious because they are wrong about everything.
So while you were stalking my Instagram over the weekend, I know you did that, but did you also watch any of the draft?
I watched, no.
So at the golf
It's spaghetti against the wall.
But
I watched a lot of the draft.
I watched some. Saturday after my round of golf.
Yep.
Outside on 18 at Black Gold, up on the top there, the balcony. The draft was on. People were watching the draft. They're not in sports radio like us.
Yeah.
And they're watching the draft as fans.
Yeah, but it's like they're watching the Pro Bowl.
People, they're still watching.
If there is something NFL on, people will watch. And by the way, 55 million people sampled the draft at some point. It's on every channel.
Come on.
It's on.
We're going to do this now?
Channel 7. It's on ESPN.
Why
it's
is
on
that,
every
Mace?
Channel. Because the draft is a big deal. Not because Mel Kiper
Who
invented
made it a big
Mel
deal?
Kiper did not invent the draft.
No,
the draft existed long before Mel and will continue long after him.
I mean, Bergman put up. Bergman, where are you on this?
So I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think Adam Schefter is. I don't think Adrian Wojnarowski is.
They could get in as writers.
But do they write? They write, you know, like Kawhi Leonard's out for 2 weeks. I don't really consider that writing. I mean, you're breaking news, sure, but I don't think that they belong.
By the way, I think all those people are getting in.
I mean, they all very well could be. They're all incredible at their jobs. I just don't think that, they're Hall of Famers. I don't think they belong. Canton is for players and for people that are within the sport.
No, there's contributors that are in there all the time.
I know there are, and really, I mean, depends on who they are. They're actually, like, big-time writers. I don't feel like Mel Kiper is a
monster. How do you spell Kiper's last name?
K-I-P-E-R.
K-I-P-E-R?
It's a tough one.
Is it? You know? For some reason, I thought there was a U in there.
What?
K-U-I-P-E-R?
How long have you worked?
K-I-P-E-R.
I mean, back in the mid-2000s, was it you guys like had to have Kiper on every week and like, hey, where's my mock draft? We talk sports.
No.
You know us. We know Toledo sports.
We know Toledo sports.
No, what was their slogan?
You brought that up. The Toledo and the final pick in the draft, Ireland.
Oh, I know. Okay, so
do you know
every
this?
Year,
Mr. Rebellion?
By the way, Paul Salata, Hall of Fame. That dude's got to be in the Hall of Fame one day. But the guy who created Irrelevant Week, Paul Salata, throws a big party for the last pick in the draft. And the last pick of the draft this year, they should just call it the Steve Mason Award. The guy is going to the Rams,
yep.
And he's from Toledo. How about that?
Wow.
That's awesome. What position does he play?
I think he's a defensive lineman, but I got to look it up.
Yeah, they took eight defensive players, seven offensive players, and then one punter. And they signed 50
They still don't have a place
guys.
Kicker, right?
Yeah, they drafted two kickers. They signed two undrafted free agents to compete for the kicker's job.
Okay, so this guy's name is DeSwan Johnson.
Yep.
From Toledo.
I scouted him.
He is a defensive lineman.
I had him going last in the draft.
Did you look at his Instagram page?
I did not look at his Instagram.
Yeah, and he liked a whole bunch of his pictures.
Old ones.
Okay. Oh, by the way, since we're talking about the draft,
yes.
I have a precursor to Game of Games. I have to explain to you guys what this Game of Games is about.
Okay.
All right. Remember last week when you did a game about the Kentucky Derby?
Yes.
Like a week and a half before the Derby.
A week and a half early. It was a sneak preview.
All right. So I wrote this game, and I think the game's pretty good.
Okay.
But it's about number one picks in the NFL draft because I thought I was doing the game on Friday.
Oh.
So we're doing it today. We're
that's
doing
all right.
It a couple of days late. That's the game coming up.
It's all right. We don't have to nail everything.
Well, I mean, it's a good game, but that's what the subject is, and it's coming up next. Who's playing, by the way?
Wipe the smirk off your face, Morales.
I was just thinking of the next rivalry today.
Yeah, all right, good. Who's Jacob Imrani's here. Jacob is going to play Game of Games.
Okay, Jacob, this will be tough for Jacob because it is not multiple choice.
Oh, no, it's not multiple. Jacob's like throwing up his hands.
No. Jacob could still get it.
All right.
Jacob knows the answers to all. He's heard of all these people, so we'll see.
Okay, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Ah, yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus Brightolus. The worm's captivating neon color makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit Trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/SBO. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here we go. It's Game of Games time, and the Jacob Imrani is with us. Jacob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Everything is good. John's up in San Francisco getting
Jacob,
ready for the game.
Jacob, how you feeling about tonight?
Hey, John, I'm feeling good. This
good,
is the game.
Too. We got to come out.
We got to come out and punch him in the mouth. That's what I think.
Excellent.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about the game coming up. In the meantime, it is John's game. What do you got, John?
All right, this weekend was the NFL draft.
Yep.
Bryce Young, the Alabama quarterback, was taken with the first overall pick.
Mel got that one right.
Okay. In honor of that, I have a game about former number one overall draft picks. Some of these guys are football players, some basketball players, some baseball players. I will describe a former number one overall pick. As soon as you know who I'm talking about, your name is your buzzer.
Okay.
We have eight of these and a tiebreaker if we need it. All right, so it's Jorge, Greg, Mace, and Jacob. Number one, he was a number one overall draft pick in the 90s. He played in the NFL but was not a quarterback.
Jorge.
Jorge.
Is it Keyshawn Johnson?
It is Keyshawn Johnson. Yeah. On the board.
Built-in advantage for
We have all met him personally. He grew up in L.A., went to USC, currently hosts the morning show on this radio station.
Yep.
Jorge
fight on.
Has the lead. All right. Number two. He was taken first overall in the early 80s by an NBA team. He's in the Hall of Fame and a member of the NBA's top 75 players of all time. He played for the Lakers for his entire career. He now sits next to Chris McGee.
Mason.
Mace.
Who is James Worthy?
Who is James Worthy? And Mason is on the board.
For some reason, I was thinking football.
I always say Jeopardy style. Why are we talking about
the NBA?
All right. Jorge won. Mace won. Number three. This was baseball's number one overall draft pick in 1993.
Greg.
He's his, Greg.
Who is Alex Rodriguez?
Boom, Alex Rodriguez. Wow. You knew that just from that one clue?
I did know that. I used to have his baseball card.
He's the baseball guy.
Right, he's as famous for what he's done off the field as what he did on it. He should be in the Hall of Fame, but PEDs tainted his career, so he's not.
Wow.
He currently works for two TV networks, ESPN and Fox, and he just bought the Minnesota Timberwolves.
There used to be a baseball card called Four Sports, and it had all four sports, and he was always on that one.
Okay, so Jorge won. Greg won. Mace won. Jacob, how you doing over there?
You knew how I was going to do on your game.
He's trying super hard.
Jacob, I know for a fact that you know all these names. Okay, these are all famous people. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Here we go. Next one. Number four. He was a number one overall draft pick in the 80s. He was taken by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but never played for that team. He instead went and played baseball where he was an all-star game MVP. He then joined the Raiders and played...
Jacob.
Jacob.
Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson, and everybody's on the board.
Nice.
Nice, Jacob.
There we go.
He was the subject of an entire Nike ad campaign which claimed Bo knows how to play every sport. It is 1-1-1-1. Number five. This former number one pick was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was 16.
Greg.
Greg.
Who is LeBron James?
Yeah. Incorrect.
Oh.
No.
He has since won Rookie of the Year and two regular season MVP awards in Major League Baseball. He grew up in Las Vegas, but both of his professional teams play back east.
Mason.
Mace.
Who is Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper is the correct answer, and Mason has the lead.
Yeah, I knew it after that.
He is currently the highest paid player on the Phillies in the middle of a 13-year, $330 million contract. Okay. Number six.
Tight.
This former number one pick grew up in Southern California. He won the Heisman Trophy in the early 2000s. He was Pete Carroll's
Mace. Who is Matt Leinart?
No.
Oh. Jacob.
Oh,
right. Jacob.
He's not a number one pick.
No, Reggie Bush is not a yeah.
All right, Mace and Jacob are both out.
Okay,
Jorge and Greg.
Let's listen to all of it.
All right.
The team that drafted him was Cincinnati, but he also played for the Raiders and went to the Super Bowl with Arizona.
If they don't know it, can we jump in?
No.
No. Nobody's got
it. Social media team's jumping up and down. They're come on.
Give me the clues again. I don't remember them now.
All right. Former number one pick, grew up in Southern California, won the Heisman Trophy in the early 2000s with Pete Carroll's first great quarterback at USC.
Greg, who's Carson Palmer?
Correct.
Yes.
All right. So Bergman got it. It's Bergman 2, Mason 2, Jacob 1, and Jorge 1.
How many are left? Yeah, the social media team's jumping up and down. They're like,
all right, there are two left, and we have a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
This guy was the first international player taken number one in his sport. He won two championships. Jorge.
Michael Thompson.
Michael Thompson is the correct answer, and Jorge has joined it. All right, so Jorge 2, Greg 2, Steve 2, Jacob 1.
Wow.
Jacob, you need this one to qualify for the tiebreaker.
But one of us can win outright.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, here it is. This number one overall pick spent the first 9 years of his professional career in Los Angeles. He didn't play at all during what would have been his rookie season due to an injury. The next year, he won Rookie of the Year and was named an All-Star. He also won the NBA Slam Dunk Contest that year by jumping over a car.
Mason. Who is Blake Griffin?
Blake Griffin and Mason is your
winner. Dang it. Nice job.
He's still in the NBA, but just barely. Do you guys know that Blake Griffin's still in the NBA?
Yes, he's still with the Nets. Yeah,
nope.
Wasn't he?
Does anybody know who he plays for?
Celtics.
Yes, Jacob. He plays. He sits on the bench for the Celtics.
Yes, yeah. The Celtics.
All right, we'll do the tiebreaker just for fun, including Michael Vick, who was taken first in 2001. How many number one overall picks in this century? So of the 24 picks, how many of those have been quarterbacks? Closest without going over, Mace.
Okay, how many years?
24.
I will say 20.
Okay, Jacob.
16.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Greg.
Shoot, I was going to say 16. I'll go one less and say 15 because you can't go over.
Jorge.
12.
Greg, you should have gone one more. Jacob's the winner. It's 17.
All right.
It's 17. Bryce Young was the 17th quarterback taken.
Wow.
But good job, Mace.
Yeah.
John, you surprised me with a Clipper player in this. My brain was not going there.
None of our brains go there.
Jacob, the only way I would do it is I had two Lakers, Worthy and Michael, and one Clipper.
That's right. All right.
So that's the way I got away with it.
So, Jacob, what's the key to this series?
Anthony Davis coming out. And just being himself. If he just, he should just play defense.
No, we need points too.
No, I know, but John, you know, you have enough people that can get us points. If Anthony Davis is cleaning the board and not letting anybody come in there and shoot like he did in the last game, you know, the other players on Memphis were literally scared to shoot around him. It just opens up the game for everybody else. You know, the way he was playing, it reminds me of when Shaq was, you know, standing in the center position for us and nobody can get through. I mean, he was just cleaning it. Of course, if he gives us points, it's great. But defense here, I think, would be key if AD can give us the defense.
But I think we want him to attack also, especially given the fact that, you know,
he's going up against Looney.
Kevon Looney, you know, Anthony Davis should be able to go at the basket with Kevon Looney on him.
Well, absolutely. And we've had a few days to rest.
Yep.
So hopefully you come out and look rested rather than looking like we haven't played for a few days.
Right, exactly.
You just got to come out strong from the beginning. We have to be engaged. We have to be engaged from the first second it goes up.
So I've got Lakers in six. Bergman's got Lakers in six. Jorge's got Lakers in seven. Ireland, you have Lakers in
six.
Where are you, Jacob?
I think it's going to go seven.
You think it's going to go seven?
I think it's going to go seven.
Lakers in seven. And win there.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not allowed to say that?
You're allowed to say any effing thing you want.
I mean, the reality is, you know, it's just interesting. It's like we really have what it takes to go as far as we can go. It's like you can't say, well, we have this and we don't have that. You got shooting. You've got the bigs. You've got defense. I mean, you just have what it takes. You just got to do it when you're out there.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming in. Exciting night. Game one in San Francisco. Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com.
That's right.
Or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Jacob, great seeing you.
Thank you. Go Lakers.
See you next week.
Jacob.
Go Lakers.
See you, John.
It is time for Super Crosstalk. What's up, guys?
Yo.
You excited?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Why aren't you excited?
Yeah, game one. Are you serious? It's a big night. Big night.
Yeah.
So we
got keys. We got keys to the game coming up.
Oh, you do. You've got keys to the game.
Oh, man. Top five keys. Cappy and I even went over them together, actually.
Wait a minute. So there was actually a call with all three of you, you,
no,
Lindsay,
just me and Cappy.
Oh, just you and Cappy.
Yeah, yeah.
So Lindsay was excluded from this.
This was hardcore basketball talk, Mace.
Really?
Well, we talked before they talked.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Right. Yeah, but yeah. Hardcore, Mace. Hardcore.
I knew Lindsay had to be in there somewhere.
No, so. Lindsay was in the pre-conversation, but Cappy and I had the conversation.
Because what's weird is your show works a little bit like ours in that it sounds like, George, you talk to Lindsay, but Cappy doesn't. And I talk to
Cappy every day.
Do you talk to Cappy every day?
I talk to George. We just can't all three talk together because otherwise it takes way too long.
Oh, plus there's the Cappy cast and all that stuff.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to work around the Cappy cast.
So the keys to the game, there are five of them, huh?
Yeah, five big keys, Mace.
Ireland, what's your biggest key to the game?
Anthony Davis.
See, I think it's that easy.
If he plays defense the way he played in the last Memphis game, the Lakers are going to win tonight. But that's a big if. It's harder for him because Memphis took the ball to the rim, and the Warriors shoot a lot of threes. He can't block threes.
So that's why
I think it comes down to.
So how much money are you willing to spend tonight on people if they approach you? I heard that earlier.
Yeah, Ireland's buying everybody drinks.
If they find me, if the Lakers win the game and they find me, the drinks are on me.
Where is this going to be?
I don't know. I'm going to be out about. I'm going to be out in the city.
You're going to hit the clubs?
Yes.
After a win, you hit the clubs.
Yes.
Wait. Remember the last time that happened with you and Sliwa in Vegas, okay?
Yeah, I know. I dropped a bunch of money. I don't think I'll drop that much, but who knows?
Are you planning on going to a gentleman's club this evening?
No, I'm not planning on it, but if the Lakers win, all bets are off.
Okay.
Wow.
Any suggestions? Anybody here have any gentlemen's clubs for
I am in San Francisco, Caps, so there's a different meaning to gentlemen's club up here, if you know what I mean.
No, I didn't.
Well, no, that's not the same thing. You're not going to the Castro.
I don't even know what that is.
No, I do.
You know, I jumped the gun last night when Philadelphia beat Boston. I texted Sedano right away and I said, "Oh my God, Miami's going to the finals." And George, you were right. You immediately texted me back. Hold on. Jimmy Butler's ankle is the size of a grapefruit. And now we find out Jimmy Butler's out tonight.
Yeah.
Could he be out for the whole series?
No. Their next game is Saturday. I would be stunned if he didn't play on Saturday. But because he's also a crazy person. But I think that all these series are interesting right now. Because think about it. The Heat won and the Sixers won. We were on the air when that thing happened last night. And you text me. It was wild. Even Cappy was into it.
Well, we were actually at a commercial break when Harden hit the three-point shot. And Sedano was going crazy, losing his mind. And then we got back on the air, and he did like a full play-by-play as if he was sitting courtside. So it was hard not to be excited, George. I was sitting right next to Kevin Harlan, who was watching it on TV.
Right between the eyes!
Ireland, I found your spot. It's called Garden of Eden. This is the name of the... It's on Broadway in San Francisco. And here's the one-line review from Tony S. in Santa Clara.
Mm-hmm. Is this like the Peppermint
this
Hippo?
This is like the Yelp review.
Okay.
This place is one of the trashiest strip clubs I've ever been to.
Nice.
It's perfect.
That's the one-line review?
Perfect. That's the one-line review.
There you go.
He gave it five stars, by the way.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah.
I was looking up. There was a place that I had heard about, not that I'd ever been, of course.
The Castro?
Called Mitchell Brothers. Oh, but okay. I just looked them up.
Well, Mitchell Brothers is a movie theater.
Well, yeah, but it also became kind of a gentleman's club. And then,
oh, did it?
Apparently, they were struggling financially before COVID, and then through COVID, they were never able to reopen. So that's sort of a sad tale.
That is a sad. Why are you bringing us down?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I was looking it up so I could give John the address and make a suggestion.
Yeah, yeah. San Francisco's a fun town, a great food town.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You never mention any restaurants in San Francisco, John. There's no equivalent of Gus's Fried Chicken. There's no Chinese food in San Francisco.
My college roommate lives here, and we're going out, what's tonight, Tuesday? We're going out tomorrow night, Wednesday night. So I'll have a place for you on Thursday.
So
I don't know where he's taking
us. I lived in San Francisco for 6 months. I did a job, and I think it's a fantastic town.
When was this?
This would have been in 2003. And a friend of mine up there does morning radio. Her name is Sarah Clark, and she has a show called Sarah. She had a show called Sarah and Vinny. It was on a radio station called Alice.
Did you play Vinny?
Vinny went to rehab, and Sarah said, hey, can you come up here and fill in for Vinny while he's in rehab? Mm-hmm. So I did 6 months up there of morning radio in San Francisco, and it was really, really fun.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's one of my I went to this place with PJ Carlissimo. One of my
The place you're about to discuss has wine. That's all I know.
Oh, well, there's no question.
Probably an Italian restaurant, too.
There's two places that we went to. One is more upscale. The other one is more down-home family, but both excellent. Both obviously Italian food because you know that's his thing. But if you want something more upscale while you're there, John, Seven Hills in Knob Hill, okay. Out of control. Okay,
Knob Hill is fancy.
Yeah, and then Pazzia is closer to the arena. And if you call Massimo and you let him know that the ESPN folks, including PJ, told you to go, they'll keep it open late for you.
Okay.
I got wined and dined one time in San Francisco.
By whom?
By a radio station in Seattle. Their corporate offices were in San Francisco. So they flew me to San Francisco. And on a Saturday afternoon, they took me in a limo with the owner of the company and his wife, me, and some very attractive girl.
They were trying to bait you into coming. Little did they know.
They brought the girl with them?
You know what it is? It's a little too cold up there for me, man.
What was it, like a recruiting trip?
It
like
was
a
recruiting
player?
Trip, and I honestly think that she was not there. Well, she was there for me.
How long ago was this?
But they didn't know. Yeah, yeah.
No, they had no idea. Oh, it's like 25 years ago.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
And we went to wine country, and no, there was no...
Yeah.
So wait. So even though she was there, and even though she was there for you,
yes,
and even though you were the star that they were trying to hire,
correct?
Didn't go. You didn't just do it.
No, I was not. No, I did not.
Because I've heard you
I wasn't
talk
wooable.
About right, but I've heard you talk about girls in your past.
Yes. Yes.
So this, like, you.
There
just
were women in my past. Yes.
But by this time, you're already past them.
Yes.
When
that
I
is
met
correct.
Mason, he was living with a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was with women until I was 26 years old.
Mm-hmm. And then you just were like, hey, no more? That's it?
I'm done pretending.
Cold turkey. Cold turkey. Out on women.
I'm done pretending.
I'm done pretending I like these girls. I'm done with these girls.
Oh. Mason, I know you grew up in Ohio and you lived in New York, but that's too cold up there, man.
It is cold up there, and it's also rainy. It's underrated it's for the amount of rain they get.
Too many gray
it's
days
very overcast
for me.
Right now.
I lived at Baker Beach, so you could see the Golden Gate Bridge from there. It's on the Presidio, and honestly, it's behind mist all the time. It's always cloudy and misty and cold
but you see
up
on
there
those good
and rainy.
Days, those good days.
Oh, they're beautiful.
You're like, oh, I could live here.
You
and
go
then,
over
like,
to
five
Marin
minutes later. Yeah, it's like freezing and gray. And
Mill
wet.
Valley, great time. I used to do yoga in Mill Valley. It's beautiful up there.
Oh yeah,
the Marin County's beautiful.
Yeah, Marin County is pretty. But yeah, it's too cold for me, man.
Yeah, too cold. Too cold.
I'm telling you right now, L.A. was too cold this winter.
I mean, it was cold. It's still
cold. Winter. Yeah,
it was still cold today. I mean, this morning when I went out for a hike, I was like, man, it's like 50 degrees. What is going on here?
I'm still wearing a puffy jacket. Everybody's teasing me about my puffy. The thing is that like everything that I have is in my two pockets, so I can't be without this jacket, and I haven't transitioned from like a puffy winter jacket to some sort of other thing that can hold all my crap.
Like a fanny pack?
You know, yeah. And now...
One of those little JanSport bags that you wear over your shoulders and...
Yeah, I got one of those fanny packs when we were out at Yamava from the One Love IE guys. And I keep putting it on and I stand in front of the mirror and I'm like, I don't think I can really pull this off.
It is still... I mean, it's still jacket weather. I mean, I honestly... And Cappy, you've noticed my array of jackets.
Impressive. Yeah.
I'm a jacket... collector. I've got
a bunch
you
are.
Of them.
All right. Yeah. Now, by the way, we have breaking news.
Oh, breaking news. Uh-oh. All right, here we go.
Joel Embiid is the MVP.
Oh.
Yeah, not surprising.
Not surprising, yeah.
I mean,
he deserves it.
Yeah. He's great.
I mean, he could have been one of three guys.
But more importantly, I want you guys to give an opinion, Sonano and Cap. Mason claims, and he's very proud, that he sounds just like an elephant in this clip. Now, here is... First of all, Jorge, play what an actual elephant sounds like. All right, so that's an actual elephant, elephant, George and Cap. Here is what Mason sounds like. Now, I say that sounds like a very sick elephant.
I think it's pretty close.
What do you say?
I would say it sounds like an elephant, like in like a cave or something, you know, where there's like an echo.
But I had no, clue the question was coming. It's like, just do an elephant or do an animal. Elephant popped into mind. That's what I came up with. And I don't think it's all that far off.
This elephant right here, this guy right here, is this an elephant from like a circus or a zoo? Is this a wild elephant? I mean,
wild elephant. It's an Asian elephant. By the way, Laura's saying, yeah, nailed it.
Okay, so that's
Laura, aren't you saying
she's,
is that not what
she's saying the opposite.
She's putting her finger on her nose. She's saying, yes, nailed it. No, I think on the
she
nose.
Meant you stink.
Oh.
That's an elephant. Mason sounds like Steven Tyler. That's what it sounds like.
Don't want to close my eyes.
Yeah, that's some of the stupidity we were up to today. You got to loosen. Everybody's nervous. Like, this is.
I'm not.
The thing about the Lakers being in the playoffs, and you guys know this, is that the whole town is like tuned in. Like, can you feel the number of people who may not normally listen to us listening to us because the Lakers are alive
and
playing
we're doing
in a monster
elephant
series
sound.
And we're doing elephant
sound. Negative.
Negative.
No, sir.
That's why Cappy and I are starting with our five most important things in the series.
I think that's
the five
smart.
Keys.
We did seven. We did seven keys.
Oh, you did?
You did seven keys.
Seven keys earlier.
Not just one up this year. Two
up. At 1:30, we did seven keys. And then we're adding.
Did you really?
We're adding three keys tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're going
to
get
so that'll be up to 10 keys.
10 keys, huh?
10 keys to the series.
At 1:30, I mean, Bergman, although I don't ever really actually think that what Bergman writes here is actually accurate on these rundowns.
It's never right.
Because he says Draymond Green talked about how Steph had such a powerful speech before Game 7, and they knew they were going to win. Mason tries to give a motivational speech over the newsroom theme. John now gives his own speech over the newsroom theme, and there will be one game that we call the Austin Reeves game. It says here, according to Bergman, that's what you did at 1:30.
The Austin Reeves game.
Yeah. Okay.
Tonight's the Austin Reeves game. That's what I called for.
Because that's what we did at 1:30.
Yeah. That, and by the way, that is exactly what we did.
Oh, there you go, Bergman.
You guys aren't doing wagering lessons again today?
Yeah, I've got, but I do have $30,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers plus the 4.5.
Yeah. Now tell me about the 2:00 call of the day. Were they good?
Not great today.
They were not
great. Anybody ask you how you're doing?
Yeah, nobody asked us how we're doing, which was good. But they were more like questions instead of like rant.
Like a rant. You want to rack them.
Yeah, we want to rack them. We want a really huge call.
Yesterday, the guy was going for so long, you were finally like, all right, enough with you already. All right, goodbye.
I actually left the studio. I was like, this guy's fine on his own. I don't even need to contribute.
When Cappy and I get going, we just play the old Guns N' Roses, and we just rack ourselves.
Yep, that's right. A lot of racking lately.
What we do after a great call?
There you go. Just do the elephant sound.
The elephant sound, exactly.
So, John, what time are you headed to the arena? Actually,
My bus leaves in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Then you're fine.
And you're not like jumping out of your skin. Like
I'm
excited.
No, I can't wait. For a second round series. This is
when's the last time you called
gets.
The second? Well, the bubble, right? It was the last time you called the second round series.
And then before that, 2013.
But I mean, in the bubble, you weren't actually there. So this is actually there in the middle of it. I mean,
right.
Against the defending champs. Yeah, it's cool. And by the way, I have no issue with Michael if he would choose Clay. And I know that the team pays him, but blood is thicker than water, man.
Yeah, I think that if it came down to it, like if it was game 7 and the Lakers were up by 2 and Clay had the game-winning 3 in the air, that if you put Michael on a lie detector, he would want it to
play. Oh, come on. Blood is thicker than water.
Of course.
Yeah, nobody will blame him either way.
He's
saying the right things. He says he can't lose because no matter what, he has, you know, somebody's moving on. Either the Lakers or Clay is moving on. But I think he'd be sad for Clay if they lost.
He said that they had dinner last night and they never even talked about the game.
I believe that.
Yeah, I would avoid
I've had dinner with them before, and that's par for the course. Yeah. That is
sounds pretty cool.
I don't think I've actually ever talked basketball with Clay when I run into him at a game. I mean, other than at the end of the game, if I have to interview him before the game, I ask him about his boat. You know, we talk about Rocco. I don't know. I've never actually asked him about basketball before a game.
I just added another key for 1:30 tomorrow.
Eighth key?
No, that'll be 11.
This
keys.
Is 11th key.
11
yeah.
keys.
Right. That's a lot of keys, man.
This series.
Wow. All right.
Hey, Johnny, on Friday night, I saw a yacht rock band called Yachtly Crew. kind of like a boy
what was
band.
It called again?
It's called Yachtly Crew.
Yachtly Crew, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, kind of like a boy band of yacht rock songs, and everybody's wearing the same outfit, and they got dance moves, and the singer was really good. And I got to tell you, they played every song you'd want to hear, you know, like especially when they get to Brandy. Like, that's such a great yacht rock song,
Brandy,
isn't it?
You're a fine girl.
Yeah. Such a fine girl. Yeah.
Even I know
what
that
a good
one.
Wife you would be. Yeah.
I yeah, like that you
I
had
would
the
not
yes.
mind seeing Yachtly Crew. I think I need to investigate where they're playing next.
All right, well.
I'm guessing it will not be here.
I'm passing.
So, no, it'll be in South Los Angeles.
I would guess not. I would think they're probably L.A.-based.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would think they're L.A.-based. Nice. I'm telling you, it's like they put together a New Kids on the Block-esque boy band that they just created to sing yacht rock songs.
Dancing? Because yacht rock people don't dance.
Well,
they
had like little moves, you know what
they
I mean?
They got
like
that little, you know,
Motown.
Two-step.
Yeah,
the
like
two-step
Motown
thing.
Moves.
Oh,
you
right.
got it, George.
Yeah,
right.
Moves. There you
exactly
go.
Right.
I get that. I get that.
Like Motown backup singers.
Now, what time are the keys? Because I want to make
oh, right away.
Your
4:15.
Your we're, five keys against our seven from earlier
yeah.
today.
I mean, Greg says you didn't write seven, but okay. But either way, our five keys coming up right out of the gate. We're going to be racked right out of the gate.
Okay, and don't forget, we've got four more keys tomorrow at 1:30. So
yes.
that's a total of 11 keys. A
lot of keys.
Yeah, a lot of keys.
It's a big key ring.
Yes. I've got to rush to my car because I want to hear what your keys to the game are and see if any of the keys are
okay.
our keys.
And I want to hear John and Michael's keys when the game starts at 7 o'clock.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. We are back tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Wait.
Yeah?
Do you think Slee will have some keys at 5:30?
He probably have keys. Michael Thompson will have keys. Everybody's got a key.
Okay.
A lot
of keys going around.
It's a key
okay.
party.
All right.
All right. And
wait. Should we call Key?
Yeah, call Key.
Call Key for his keys?
I'm just picturing Slee at a key party.
At a key party. It's perfect for Slee. All right, coming up next for you, Shinano and Cappy, lots of stupidity and lots of getting ready for game one tonight. Go Lakers, back tomorrow at 1, 7:10 ESPN.